Even after I got old enough to have money to go dating, I've gone on a date with a half a dollar and go to the show and buy something to drink. So it's a little bit different.
I guess people didn't have to lock their doors back then either, huh?
No, my first stepmother had a daughter that lived in Cedartown. And we were going up there one day, or 2 days, we were going today and come back tomorrow in one of the T-Models, and my sister Virginia, when we started to leave, she says, "Dad, you gonna lock the house?" He says, "No," says, "leave it open." Says, "somebody comes in, they might lose something. They sure not gonna find anything." So that was the old days. But you see, the beauty part about the old days, if I met Joe Blow and out here and I said, "What you want for that cow?" And he'd say, $12. I said, "I'd take it." If I shook hands with him, then I paid him, or else I was the sorriest low-down varmint that ever lived, because a man's word was his bond.
Yeah.
And my daddy would say, if a man that will lie will steal.
Yeah.
And you'd say, "What, Dad?" And he'd say, "Yeah." I said, "A man will lie, will steal." He says, "I can understand him stealing." He says, "His kids and his wife might be hungry and nobody help him." Says, "If I had him, I'd steal too to feed my family." But says, "There's no reason in the world for a man to lie." Says, "But if he lies, he will steal. You better watch it." Mm-hmm. And that's about true. But today, pick up a phone in there and call a subcontractor. "Yeah, I'll get it 10 o'clock tomorrow." Sitting there knowing he's lying to you. Absolutely knows he's lying when he does it. You call him 3 days later. "Oh, Lord, I'm sorry, I'm sorry." He ain't sorry no such a thing. He's just a liar.
Yep.
It's pitiful. Pitiful.
So now, what did you do? You said you worked for a store. The store that...
If you've got 3 days for me to tell you what I've done in my life.
Yeah, tell me what you've done.
Well, see, I originally was a farmer.
Okay.
And then... in the weekends, I worked in Rawlsville, service days anywhere I could. And then I had problems with my third stepmother. My mother died when I was divorced too, and then my dad married, and she died when I was about 10 or 11. And later on in the years, my dad married an old maid. And at that time, my dad and I had been living, just he and I, for several years, and we were real close, and she's an old maid, and she was jealous, and so in 1939, I had a brother that was in Miami, and he talking to him one day, and he says, "Clyde," said, "come on down here and get you a job as a friend of mine that worked, that had a store down there." And I caught a chick, I left school for the Christmas holidays, left my books at school, come home and got on a bus and went to Miami. And Clyde got me a job working with Swift & Company making 50 cents an hour. And I thought I had died and gone to heaven. I had never made over a dime an hour in my life.
Wow.
And I stayed down there 39 and 40 and then came back and joined the Army. Lied about my age. My dad found out about it. And that killed me. So then when World War II came on, I went in the, in 42, I joined the Marine Corps. And I was in, I believe I was in Samoa when I got my draft notice that I was going to be drafted. I was already in the South Pacific.
Oh my goodness.
So I went from Samoa up to the Marshalls to Tarawa, from Tarawa back to Hawaii to retrain, and then my outfit went into the Philippines, and I stayed back in Hawaii and went to Special Weapons School and joined my group when they went to Guam.